Saga Egmont presents The Moon and Stars by Jenna Warren. Read by Matthew Bidulph. 2008. Overture. I stood in the darkness backstage, trembling. On stage, my singing teacher was making her introductions. I could hear the pride in her voice. Phrases like, dedicated to his craft and professional accolades and tenor of extraordinary potential drifted towards me. She said my name, and there was applause from the auditorium. This was my cue to appear. My nerves were screaming at me to run, to flee the conservatoire and keep running until I forgot the whole dreadful scene. But my body had switched to automatic, and a moment later I had slipped out of the shadowed wings and was standing center stage. The auditorium loomed in front of me like a vast cavern, cold and dark. It was a modern space, all sharp corners and straight lines, with none of the elaborate decoration present in most older theatres. Every seat was taken. I couldn't see the faces of the audience, but I knew they were looking at me. I took a breath. Of course they were looking at me. I was on stage. Wasn't this what I wanted? Somebody giggled. Several coughs echoed off the black walls. The spotlights burned brighter than any sun, shining on my face. I had only just managed to stop crying, and I knew most of the concealer had been rubbed away. They would be able to see the dark shadows under my eyes, every pore and blemish on my pale skin. Someone was playing the piano. The sound seemed very far away. I'd missed my cue. I tried to ignore the taunts inside my head. I nodded at the musical director. The piano started again. I opened my mouth to sing, but the voice that emerged was quiet and flat. It didn't sound like my voice at all. I cracked a note, and my voice fell silent. There was no sound from the auditorium. I looked into the wings. My singing teacher was staring at me in horror. I ran. 2016. Prima Donna. It was almost 11 years since I had arrived in London with the following plan. 1. Attend the conservatoire. 2. Graduate from the conservatoire. 3. Attend audition for West End show. 4. Get leading role in West End show. 5. Become successful singer on the back of performance in West End show. 6. Solo album. 7. Broadway. It wasn't the most comprehensive of plans, but I was very young at the time, and the details hadn't seemed particularly important. Unfortunately, it was almost 8 years since my last successful performance, and I was standing in a freezing auditorium, attempting to remove chewing gum from the bottom of a theatre seat. The gum had been left behind by a school party, to whom I delivered a talk on the history of the Moon and Stars Theatre. I had tried my best to make it exciting, telling them the anecdote about the magician who had burned the original building to the ground when a firework had gone awry. I'd hoped to inspire them with the magic of theatre, but instead, I'd been forced to watch as their eyes glazed over. Chewing gum removal wasn't technically part of my job description, but no one else had volunteered, so it was up to me. I was using a paint scraper I'd borrowed from the workshop. The task would have been satisfying if it wasn't so disgusting. My mobile rang. I dropped the scraper. Hello?
Matthew? Is that you?
It was a woman's voice, musical and strangely familiar in a way which made the back of my neck prickle.
Who is this?
It's Angela. Her name conjured up a face, but more importantly, a voice. Singing across a room from me. There was no audience, just the two of us.
Are you still there?
I snapped out of my musical trance.
Yes. Hello, Angela.
I couldn't begin to imagine why she was calling me. We hadn't spoken in nearly 8 years. There was a sigh on the other end of the line.
I'm so glad it's still the right number.